building enclosures around human progress. Looks like I am wrong about another thing. Specifically, I am wrong about asterisk approximate human trait imitator asterisk. Some of the work being done in the space of audio generation, what they call AI, at least one form of AI, is actually pretty good. Listen to the attached system generated audio for which they use the buzzword AI. In other areas too, some of these are being graduated from being completely useless to something useful. I am just listening to audio generated by one of the project, and it's pretty decent. Even if it's not 100% accurate, it seems to be able to do the job reasonably well for those places where we don't need 100% accuracy. Still, it has many errors that we can notice in the generated audio, but it's still pretty good. Though I was aware of this flaw before, about AI, the problem has always been about how some technologies are being developed to serve whose interests at the expense of whose interests. Definitely, some peasants will be made unemployed by this tech, but on the flip side, lot more peasants would benefit. The problem again is who is reaping the benefits of technological advancement, i.e., who moving collective knowledge accumulation behind closed doors. Knowledge is always collective accumulation, no matter what any narcissist thinks, that they are geniuses. The question has always been who the winners are and who the losers are. Another question has always been, why did we allow such a rotten system to exist to begin with? We anarchists know, i.e. systems of domination. Where when we have collective progress, the system is so rotten that even this forward step in human knowledge leaves bitter taste in some slash lot of people's mouth. Because of the regime of private property, i.e. gatekeeping slash building enclosures and capitalism, and all the ways that greedy rot manifests, i.e. intellectual property, and all other forms of the regime of private property. Besides, if you look at the open source space, since some technologies are moving pretty fast, copying of these ideas are also happening pretty fast. Since everyone is imitating everyone else, best thing to happen. It has to happen a lot more without the criminal scamish regime of intellectual property and private property coming in the way. More collective progress is being made at much faster pace, and it's good for everyone. One thing we know is human knowledge accumulation is a given. Those who control resources and using those resources indirectly to control systems will be able to stall human progress in the positive direction, unless they get a cut of that progress. They will do everything in their power to ensure no progress is made unless they are allowed to privately profit. That's the space where state and capital comes in to ensure this collective progress is stolen by few, who are then paraded as geniuses, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and so on, becoming a pig that will ultimately be called philanthropist. They do this by privatizing all that progress for the benefit of few. It's an extremely bad positive feedback loop, and this is the source of why we have so many parasites at the top, i.e. hellsite Nazis, Jeff Bezos, presidents, prime ministers, i.e. massive liars, cheats, thieves, and thugs of the world. Once you become a parasite, you can become a bigger parasite by making walled gardens out of any resource that gives value to humans, thereby building enclosures around not just the resources of today, but enclosing future progress as well. Thanks to the regime of private property, you not only steal in the present, but steal the fruits of future human progress as well, and make that progress bitter for so many who are forced to face the short end of the stick. State, capital, universities, and everyone who have any power in the hierarchy are part of enabling this racket of stealing from human progress.